Barrett Jones, Alabama starting center from 2012, joins us now. Barrett, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
How you doing, Barrett? Hey, Barrett.
How you doing? Yes.
Do you understand the compliment that Coach Saban gave you when he compared you to Bruce Matthews?
Not fully, to be honest. You know, I've heard a little bit about Bruce Matthews, but we didn't really get a chance to watch him. So, but I've had a lot of people tell me that's quite a compliment.
I had the opportunity to play against Matthews for 8 years in the NFL, and I've been around football most of my life. I have never seen a football player at any position with the kind of dedication, talent, and drive of Bruce Matthews. One of the best, probably, if not the best, definitely one of the best to ever do it. That is high praise, my friend.
Well, I don't know if I belong quite in that category, but that certainly is a big comment from Coach Saban, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Barrett, has it struck you yet that it's over, or is that still something that maybe will be a few more winks sinking in for you?
Yeah, it hasn't really struck me yet, just because I've been running around all around the country and trying to get fixed up, and now I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska for the Remington, and so I haven't really had time to kind of settle in yet and just really consider what all has happened. But certainly very, very fortunate and very blessed, with all that's happened. And it's hard to really grasp all that we've accomplished together as a team. It's just it's pretty cool to sit back and think about it.
You mentioned getting fixed up. I know you had a little bit of surgery on your foot following the BCS championship game. Was that just a day or two later, I'm guessing?
It was, yeah. I went straight from Miami to Charlotte, where I got fixed. And, kind of a painful deal, obviously, like any surgery is. But, just glad to have that behind me.
Tell us a little bit about the recovery process, the rehab process. Obviously, you're going to be looking to get yourself back in shape as quickly as possible for at least maybe a partial participation in the NFL Combine, I'm guessing?
Well, maybe. It's a Lisfranc injury, which means I tore ligaments in the top of my foot, and, it's just pretty painful. Can't push off. So surgery wasn't really questionable. It was going to be absolutely necessary, and this is usually kind of a season-ending injury for most people. Matt Schaub had the same injury last year, and Maurice Jones-Drew from the Jaguars had it this year, and so it's typically hard to play with it, and so I had to go ahead and get a plate, some screws put in there, and get it all fixed up. But it should be about a 4 or 5 month rehab process, which is kind of long, but that's what it takes. And yeah, the combine is, I think, 5 days, and only one of those days is physical. So certainly, I'll be participating in the rest of all the combine stuff, but probably not doing much of the physical stuff.
Barry, going into this national championship game, Notre Dame and the story of the university, and everybody was expecting this great football game. Could you talk to us a little bit about the level of competition of Notre Dame compared to, say, LSU or Georgia coming out of the SEC?
Well, first of all, I want to say Notre Dame is a good team. They've had a great season. Obviously, it takes a lot to go undefeated in the regular season, but we did feel like we could beat them up front and really protect well and run the ball. That's really all I look at from an offensive line standpoint. And I think they did have an SEC-like defense, but I think there's certainly maybe defenses in the SEC that are all around better than them. And I'm not going to rank them or compare them really, but they had a good team, but I think we watched the film and we really knew that if we played well, that we were capable of a game like we had on last Monday. And I feel like we hadn't really played our best game yet, and I think we really played that on Monday just with how balanced we were, how effective we were running the ball, and how effective we were in protection, really throwing the ball downfield at will. So felt really good just about our balance and how we played and went out there and executed.
Hey, size-wise, could you compare the size of the front seven of Notre Dame to maybe say the size-wise of an average SEC champion football team?
Well, I think they had it size-wise. I think they were pretty big. If you look at their roster, they had some size up front with some big 300-pound defensive ends and their 3-4 scheme, and obviously a big nose that it takes to be successful there. And so they definitely had some size up there, but I don't know if they had quite the speed, and if they had seen quite the speed, coming out of the SEC, I don't think they had seen running backs like we have. And, with a long layoff, it, a lot of times you see a lot of missed tackles, and I think that's what we saw from them coming off that long layoff and against our backs, so who are obviously very talented.